one person and his brother challenged Pastor John and his paperwork that he's done to get his degrees, and this person had his dad send some illegitimate paperwork, and we had this long discussion about what's legitimate and what is not. That just because somebody prints your name on a piece of paper and says you are this, that, and the other does not make you the person who's done the work.
That was one of the most embarrassing moments of my ministerial career.
That was a sad day.
When a guy shows me a bogus degree that his daddy printed on his computer, and then looking at my degrees on the wall in the office, and said to me, listen to this. This black man said to me, who is now, unfortunately, pastoring a church. Know what he said to me? What makes the degree that you have more valuable than the one that I have in my hand? Of course, I didn't answer him. You don't take all of the education, all of the intellect, everything to stoop to a degree to attempt to answer such a ludicrous, insane, and this insane man is pastoring a church. Is pastoring a church. Well, you may say, how did he get a church? Well, I'm going to share something else with you, since we're sharing, right? You know, because I want you to know what outrage is. And I'm not, I was on my friend, and I can say that Deacon Butler is my friend. I love Deacon Butler. I really do. I don't know whether Deacon Butler has spoken with this guy, but Deacon Butler has a clip on his website called Creflo Dollar Manipulation on Tithing Part 1. Now, you see, what makes this clip so important, and I wasn't going to talk about it, but I just figured I'd just lump this all in this basket. When I'm looking at this clip, I see this guy's face. And the last time I spoke with this guy was in the year 1998 or 1999. His name is Charlton Davis. And I said, what is Charlton Davis doing on YouTube and what is he talking about? Now, Charlton Davis was the pastor of the church where Mark and I was talking about the last guy that said that his father's bogus degree was just as legitimate as mine. Charlton Davis was his pastor after I was forced out of my own ministry that Charlton Davis was in with me. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? You see, with these men, you know, they're like, what is that? Yeah, they're like chameleons. They're lizards. They change the color of their skin. I know this is shocking to some of you Christians, but I'm trying to wake you up because you knoweth not what you're dealing with. Just because you see it on the internet, on YouTube, in a suit, sitting in a chair, and got some, I don't know who the guy is sitting next to him, but just because you see that, that doesn't mean that these people are legitimate. Charlton Davis comes out of Fred Price's church. That's word faith. That's heresy. Charlton Davis, when he founds out that heresy, just like most people that were in word faith and bogus churches, they become angry when they see what their teacher that they praised, and even to this date, I believe Charlton Carls calls Fred Price a Christian, just like he calls Creflo Dollar a brother. You see, this is when he was with me, I said, none of these pimps are my brother. I would come on the radio and say it. I don't call nobody pimping people a brother in Christ. Thank God that he cleaned up my language, because I would use another vernacular. That's what I think of him when I'm in my sinful state of mind. If you read me, he ain't no brother of mine. But if you look at this clip that this man has up here, he is attempting to do Christian apologetics. And that is not the way you do it, by calling a pimp your brother, and then saying that you like what he said, and then after you thought about it, you don't like what he... You have to look at the clip and see it yourself. If you're smart enough and astute enough, you will pick up fallacies in these people. Last time I talked with that man, I told him when he called me in the office after he had forced me out of the church that I built, because a lot of people were coming to the church. Our ministry was growing, and they told me after the basics of the faith banquet that I have too much power and that I need to sit down. And I said, no, I'm not going to sit down. I quit. Took my radio ministry. Right, Mark?
Yes.
You were there with me?
Yes.
Stole the radio ministry. So if you ever talk to this clown, ask him, did you ever pay Pastor John back from stealing his radio ministry and bringing shame to my wife? Lucy just couldn't take it. That's why my wife said, don't put me in anybody else's church with these crazy black folk. And I'm a black man, and my wife was a Filipina, very nice lady. But she had become hardened. They'd come by, this man would come by my house, eat in my home, smile, laugh, all of that. And I would say to him and to the other bogus preachers in the car with me when we went to places, which one of you want to run this? Because I see the way your eyes light up when you see the people come in. And I told him, you need to let me know you want this mess now, because I get up out of here and walk. Man, you know, they would see 30 or 40 or 50 people show up because me and Mark is on the radio, and they get excited. I say, you don't know nothing about these people. First thing that you got to do is deprogram them from the pimp's mentality and get them into biblical Christianity. They're thinking like word faithers that's been toasted. Now, why didn't I call Tim Butler? I don't call Tim Butler and tell him nothing. The man's going to be ordained as a pastor. I'm assuming that the Holy Spirit is speaking to Tim Butler. And I'm right. Just telling you, man, like, I don't go around telling preachers what to do. I would warn you when the charlatan comes, but when you look at the clip and think through it. You know, when I went to Jersey, I told those nice brothers, some of the nicest dudes I ever met in my life is in stand-up ministry. I lay down my life for him. But brother, when you don't have education to know what you're looking at, you're going to make a mistake. A pastor has to investigate everyone. Everyone. There was a guy that did something good on YouTube. He was saying something good, and I called it the YouTube video of the week. I know nothing about that guy. I just had that clip up on my website for 2 or 3 days. Because I saw something else that he said that didn't make no sense, and I took him off.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the other clips coming up. A lot of you that listen to me that have YouTube blogs, I'm looking at you very closely. And if I hear you say one thing, I'm going to disassociate myself with you. That is the way you do it. But a lot of these guys, Mark, are not educated. They don't know what they're... Man, who would think that Charlton Davis... of all people, and he's trying to contend with an old radio program with Creflo Dollar, and while we were listening to what Charlton Davis was reading, I told the man in my office, can I tell you this? I paused the video. I said, Creflo didn't mean that. He's an intelligent man. He was using satire. And so when Charlton said, did you say that? Did you say that? And Creflo said, yes. And he said it just the way the Tone X was talking.
Right.
He said it in the same tone that Tone X said it in. And then he says, well, do you think that's a very Christian thing to do? And Creflo said something to the effect, I was only kidding. And then Charlton Davis said, oh, well, since you said that, good. I'm glad to hear you say that you. And I said to myself, I cannot believe this, see, because you're in awe when you're talking with people like that.
Emptiness.
And they're using that language on you to seduce you. And then Charlton said, well, after I thought about it, he was telling the truth. No,
he gave in again.
Yes, he did it again. He's still doing the same thing he was doing when he was sitting under me.
Trying to find balance.
And I said, you need to study theology. Mr. Davis.
He refused.
He refused to. And he had to get rid of me because me and my students knew theology. And a lot of you people going to these websites are listening to these people thinking that they're the authority. And I don't care what you tell him about what I said. He ain't going to call me because I told him I don't want to hear his lying voice for the rest of my life. See, because I know what he did to people's lives and did to my wife. And it's not a question of have I forgiven him. I don't want to talk with satanic people like that. And you can try to make it all up all you want to. There's coming a judgment day. See, and a lot of these people think that they can be Christians. Just like Tony. Tony or Tonex, whatever his name is. Toenails, I don't know. He haven't done nothing to me, Mark Ramsey. Boy, didn't do nothing to me. He can sing his songs, flish around, and be with his partner and love him and whatever he want to do. Because you ain't doing nothing to me.
Right.
And I'm not God. I ain't got to judge you.
Right.
I can be sitting across the table. I say, aren't you Tonex? Say, yeah. I'm PJ, man. What's happening? Yeah, man, you came to my church that day. Sure did. I just had to see for myself. You doing all right, boy? I'm doing fine. And then I say, I know you are. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, that's love. Just like I love Charlton Davis, but I love him to leave me alone. And I can't stand watching his video clips because he does it constantly. And this man, wait a minute. And this man was put out of the same church that he hijinked from me. Ladies and gentlemen, let me share something with you. I'm not an angry person. I don't have a vendetta. I'm trying to warn you. You don't know who and what you're listening to. In order for these people to become famous, this is the new game here now. The new game is I'm angry at them for what they did to me because I was a fool and believed that. But I believe that they're Christians, but they don't know doctrine. No, how can they be Christians and do that to you? A Christian would not do that to you.
No.
See. Aristotle would say that, he would say that when a person does what they do, it is a rational choice of the action that the person does. He also thought that it should have a social as well as an individual aspect. That's why preachers use that. I want people to see me in this social way. This is the way I am. And then an individual aspect, that's why when you question them, Creflo Dollar could say, yeah, thanks. I don't mind doing an interview with you. But he's going to still be teaching tithing. And he's going to still get that money.
Right.
But you have to understand that this idea started thousands of years ago. Human beings have been doing this to other human beings for thousands of years. Now, listen. It is only recently, since I asked Mark at the beginning of this program, what do you see taking place in this society? It is falling apart all around us. The only thing that is going to bring this society to its sense is for you to listen to people that know what they're talking about and people that are not going to play games with you in order for you to feel well. Do your Christianity on your own. I like the way Carsten Miller put it on his blog. He's doing it in the solo lane. And he admitted that he was following people instead of just following Christ. I really love that young man because he was bold enough and young enough. And that's what I love about him. He's young enough, just in his early 30s. He's young enough to say it. I was following man. And he has a picture of John MacArthur up there. And he said, I got some of his books. I was this. I was that. But see, a lot of people come to my website and they see what I have up. And then they think about it. Wait a minute. Well, if he said this, now, who are you following? See, I don't even want you to follow Pastor John. You can cuss me out tonight. You can cuss me out right now. Okay, and just disconnect my website with you and all that. I'm going to still love you because you cannot stop me from loving you. And I'm not going to stop telling the truth because there's always another person out there that will listen to it when you've turned me off. Now, I'm trying to warn you about these up and so-called up and starter guys trying to start their ministries. Number one, don't invite them to your ministry to speak, because they're going to come speaking like a lamb, but they're wolves.
Right.
And check it out. Some of them know me, and they're going to lie on me. You don't have to talk behind the door. You can call me and ask me who I was in the bed with. And if I want to, I'll tell you. And if I don't tell you, that ain't none of your business. But I would tell you right now, the lies that they've been telling on me are so ridiculous, I won't even waste my time talking to you about it. You can believe what you want to believe. This is the way I look at it, Mark.